All right, it's hour number four. We're going to cover the economy and big developments in the election coming up. But right now, I want to say something really important about what's happening to InfoWars and America and the rest of the world with the tyrants trying to take our liberties. The globalists say you'll own nothing and be happening. They'll have a universal ledger where all your money and holdings and properties put in one pool that they own. You just heard the senator in Australia talk about the exact same system they're trying here. They've said in federal and state court they want to own my name and put a receiver over me personally, even though the courts say you can't do that. It violates indentured servitude and the 13th Amendment. But even though we're waking up and fighting tyranny, people have gotten used to the tyranny. That's why Hillary says, hey, let's put people in jail for their speech. That's why Newsom said, we'll put you in jail for your political speech. Now, a court just overruled him. You have to fight back. That was the folks at Babylon Bee filing suit successfully. But it took money to do that. Now they got to fight it. The governor's appealing it. These are precedent-setting cases. So they get you used to them trying to kill Trump. Get you used to all the lawfare. You know it's there. You don't like them. But it just gets worse and worse and worse. We can't let them normalize trying to kill Julian Assange and harassing his wife with the CIA and his baby and all the stuff he talked about in a press conference 2 days ago. We have to get angry and focused and determined, and we have to defend and hold up the people that are on the front lines and who are the tip of the spears, like I've done. So I'm not mad at the other talk show host. I've gotten really good support, from, you know, some from Rogan, a lot from Carlson and others. People say what happened to me is wrong. I need the other talk show hosts, just like I've done for them, to tell their listeners, go support realalexjones.com. Make a donation for his legal defense for all of us so they can't set these precedents and so we stay on the air. It's not just this audience that needs to stand up, and you are, and I appreciate you. It's the other talk show host. I want people to contact all the talk shows and say, do you see what's happening? I'm going to shoot special reports that are quick and to the point after the show today that'll be up on Real Alex Jones and InfoWars.com. I need all of you to go get those off Real Alex Jones and to share them and to send them to everybody and say, you need to get on this. Again, Jordan Peterson for the last really year, oh my gosh, they're trying to make him go to a week-long continued education, re-education, because he said, you know, there's only men and women. Great, I'm glad he said that. But he's just being sent for re-education, which is terrible. But it's like, oh my God, he's the most censored guy ever. No, he's not. I am. Trump is. It's not about trying to keep score here, but I'm under their full assault. And if I saw this happen to somebody else, I'd have been talking about it for hours today. I talked to my lawyers last night, this morning. They sent me the rulings. I'll be showing it to you. I already showed you some of the documents. The Texas Supreme Court has said repeatedly, when Democrats have tried this before, saying they're going to put receivers over individuals and make them slaves, you can't do that to an individual. That's only companies. But we got to fight it. I showed you the articles where they say they own my name, Alex Jones, in federal court. Judge struck that down. They're still fighting it. I've got to fight it. If I don't fight it, they'll win. Look at this. San Diego families want to seize Alex Jones' social media accounts, including the name Alex Jones, right here. And now they've introduced, that's Reuters, this document that's at Real Alex Jones, you can read for yourself, saying they want a receiver over me to control my life and everything I do and what I can do. And you're like, well, that's crazy. So it's struck down in the courts over and over again. They don't care. They think I'm so demonized that they'll be able to get this done. But people don't know Adam Lanza killed those kids. They just know the internet questioned if it really happened. I covered it a few times. They make me the Sandy Hook guy, and then, oh, I deserve all of this. Then they didn't want to do a settlement. They didn't want money. They said, we want him off air. They want the standing to harass me. They bragged about it. But you can stop them by sharing the articles and videos, no matter what happens to me, keeping what I've said alive. Because things I say today will be more powerful a month from now because it's all coming true. Stuff I said 20 years ago is more powerful now. It's not just evergreen. It's ultra green. Evergreen stays pertinent. Ultra green, a term I invented, I coined, means it gets more powerful with time. This broadcast is ultra green, but I intend to keep going, but I can't do it without you. So whatever happens to InfoWars, I need you to capitalize what we're doing and our supporters and our backers at thealexjonesstore.com. I need you to go donate at thealexjonesstore.com. That's a donation basically buying the t-shirts or the new site, realalexjones.com for donations. RealAlexJones.com, RealAlexJones.com. Your action is absolutely critical now. Join the fight. Become Paul Revere. Take action now. RealAlexJones.com. I thank those that have donated. We'll be right back.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I want to shift gears in the economy, the port strike, the chaos is coming, global surveillance, CBDC, FEMA, what's happening with their response being a lack of response to keep those key Republican areas shut down. Letter from Matt Gaetz on the whistleblower. Biden telling Americans to help pay for the disaster, not even knowing there's a storm. Why we don't have any money. What's up with the surge in jobs today? Just like the last fake jobs they put out. The U.S. economy is sick. The end of the cheap burgers. What did the election mean for America's financial future? What's happening with gold and silver? Big developments there with Dr. Kirk Elliott. Then in 55 minutes, the great Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central, takes over. InfoWars is facing its potential end. But they want to shut me down. And I just want to say this right now. We just got a $4,000 donation from Karma at realalexjones.com that put out a very powerful statement. So thank you, Karma. It's going to take stuff like that to break the enemy's back. And I want them to see massive support and to know that we're getting the top lawyers to defeat their attempt to literally put me in as a 13th Amendment indentured slave. That's the Supreme Court rulings, but this has been tried before. This is outrageous, but they're going to try it thinking that they control the courts. They don't. And regardless, I will never be under some slave master. I will never bow and pull their plow. I will never. In fact, I pledge everything I've got, my heart and soul, to fight even harder. And I want to thank all of you for keeping me in the fight. Thank you so much. I love you, and I appreciate you, and I know things are rough, but we're together on this, and God's on our side, and if God's with us, who can stand against us? So this is your time to be part of history, folks. RealAlexJones.com to make a donation, TheAlexJonesStore.com to get the T-shirts and everything and help our sponsors continue in the future, and Kirk Elliott, who's a great economist and also a great sponsor, supporting him is the best place to go. Highest rated gold and silver company. Look it up. Biggest silver broker in North America, probably in the world. And just excellent economist who's called everything that's happening now. You get your gold and silver there. And also, whatever happens, keeps us on air into the future, regardless of what I have to do. And quite frankly, this is the kind of crap where if I have to, I'll be transmitting from another location. But that's a long way down the road. But I will never shut up. I'm in prison. I'll be writing letters out of there. It's impossible. I can't back down. In fact, I got so much energy now, it's insane. Feel sorry for the crew. I'm like a Tasmanian devil right now. And you should be, too, sharing the articles, the videos. And the big thing, even if you can't give $5 at realalexjones.com, I'm about to shoot videos that boil it all down with the documents, all of it. Some are already on Real Alex Jones. When these go up the next hour, I want you to hammer the living snot out of them and send it to all the other talk show hosts and say, this is a big story for everybody. What are you going to do? They're desperate. Dr. Kirk Elliott of Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold, takes over now. And then Owen Schroyer in 51 minutes. Dr. Elliott. Yeah, Kirk, I think you've got your microphone muted. That's why I stayed on just in case. Just unmute your mic or we'll unmute your mic or we'll get you reconnected here. Doc, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead. Thank you.
All right. Sorry. It's great to be with you. And, you know, listening to what you're saying, this relentless attack against freedom, against your freedom of speech, against basically the ideals that the founding fathers envisioned for our country. It is insane. It's actually quite blasphemous. And so what I'd love to do today, before we get into all of the economic things that we have to talk about, because there is a lot going on with the port strike, with things happening on, boy, not just a loss of freedom for freedom of speech here in America, but biometric identification, people's accounts being shut down in parts of the world because they won't actually get their fingerprints done for their bank accounts. I mean, a lot to go over, but what I would love to start with here is I want to pray for all of the people hurt during the hurricane, where their lives have been dismantled, houses lost, things being uprooted, and there's no help, right? But with God, there always is help. He's always our lifeline. So I would love to start with a prayer, and then we're going to get into some economic stuff. So, dear Lord, we are thankful and blessed to be your kids, that you love us, that you care for us. And even in the midst of the storm, you bring peace, you bring protection, you bring provision. Those are what your names mean. And we call on you right now for everybody that's hurting, that's lost everything, where they seem that there is no hope. You are hope where there's no hope. So we just pray that you would come to the rescue of all of us that need you financially, with relationships, with our houses, with provision, with protection for our jobs, with everything. And for the freedom of this country, we just pray that the vision of the founding fathers and how we would have a country that's there for liberty, life, the pursuit of happiness, everything that this country is founded on, that it would not be diminished, that freedom would only grow and prosper and thrive. In Jesus' name, amen. So as we get into this, you know, everything that Alex has been talking about, everything that we're seeing now with the government basically mandates of, oh, we can't help people. We're out of money because we spent it elsewhere, right? It's like, it reminded me of a passage in Isaiah. You know, one of my PhDs is in theology, so I look into this stuff quite often. But Isaiah 5, 20 through 24 says this. It says, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. Woe to those who are heroes at drinking wine and champions at mixing drinks, who acquit the guilty for a bribe, but deny justice to the innocent. Therefore, as tongues of fire lick up straw, as dry grass sinks down in the flames, so their roots will decay and their flowers blown away like dust." What does that tell us? It tells us that something that was started for good, our country, when evil starts to permeate through it, right? And we start to lose our freedoms and the foundations around us are eroding. And you look around and those who call evil good and good evil, look at the P. Diddy stuff, right? It's like, this is insanity that's going on. Darkness for light and light for darkness. What's going to happen? Their roots will decay. This is where there's hope. We might not see it right now with storms and these gathering storm clouds, economically, politically, wars and rumors of wars, banks failing, this new initiative to really identify people biometrically to separate them from their bank accounts, which we're going to go over. Boy, seems like where's their hope? Where is their light in all this? Well, you know what? I think God's word is clear that woe to those who start to think like that, because their time is coming, their roots will decay, and light always casts out the darkness. So let's talk a little bit about what's happening here economically. So last week on this program, Alex and I were talking about the port strike and how devastating that would be to the economy, because every day that the ports are shut down is a $5 billion economic loss. Every day that the workers are on strike, it takes 1 week to recover from that, right? And so you've got all these container ships sitting out anchoring, and how long is this going to last, right? Here's the thing. They just came to an agreement this morning, and that basically the agreement says, all right, we're going to temporarily fix this thing. We're going to temporarily open up the ports to avoid a catastrophe. And in that agreement, within the next 6 years, the workers' wages are going to go up 61.5%. All right. This becomes basically, this is just temporary, though, to give them time to come to an outcome where they have more time to think about what to do moving forward. So in January, they're going to meet again, right? Here's where I think in January, we're not going to have a good outcome. We're not going to have a temporary fix anymore. I don't think, because when you look at why the workers striked, it was two things. It was number one, they wanted higher wages. Number two, they wanted assurance that their jobs weren't going to be replaced by robots with automation, right? Because a lot of the ports around the globe are completely automated. You don't need workers, right? When the robots are doing it. Well, Alex and I have talked about for the last year how artificial intelligence and ChatGPT and the automation and everything that we're seeing is going to replace jobs. I mean, the estimates are that over the next 5 years, 50% of jobs could go away. In Europe, more than 67%, like two-thirds. It's like, okay, this is a lot of jobs that are going away. What happens when workers don't have jobs? There's no sales tax revenue. There's no property tax revenue. There's no income tax revenue. Government revenue streams dry up and they start to take draconian measures like austerity measures. You know, it's like, okay, we're going to delay your retirement. We're going to reduce your benefits. We're just going to cut Social Security. We're going to cut your Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, women, infant, children programs, whatever they might be, right? And we're just going to cut them or basically diminish your benefit or extend the time when you can actually receive them to try to save money because the government's running out, right? So this is the problem that we have moving forward is automation is actually going to reduce government income streams where we hear the opposite. We hear, oh, these companies are going to be so productive, they're not going to have to pay all these employees and there's going to be more corporate profits and everything else, which people champion those kind of ideas of productivity. But when workers aren't working, it becomes a problem. And now there's going to be chaos moving forward. Now, they temporarily avoided chaos right now because they came up with a temporary agreement. But I think come January, this one thing, the people who own the ports are not going to basically come to an agreement with the unions, with the International Longshoremen's Association and other, you know, Teamsters and so forth that says, yeah, we're not going to guarantee that people aren't going to be replaced by robots and automation, right? So I've got this video that I found from the port of Long Beach, you know, on the West Coast, not on the East Coast. But watch this. This is the real reason why the workers are striking. The wage increases, that's great, but they want to know moving forward that they're not going to lose their job. So let's watch this video. I think it's very eye-opening of why they are wanting to strike moving forward. Do we have that video? If we don't, I'll just keep talking about it. So in this video, if we can actually show it, it's a guy, he's a longshoreman in Long Beach, and he's basically just saying, look, everything here is automated. Look, these machines, they're moving the containers off the ships. They don't have people working. So let's watch this video.
I'll tell you right now, I'm a longshoreman for LA Long Beach, and LA is fighting against this right here. I'll tell you right now, see that? There's nobody there. Automation. I work at an automated dock. It's no joke. They're losing thousands of jobs. So you got all these machines. Look at all these machines right here. There's no people. They ain't paying no taxes. They ain't paying no money. This is what ILA is fighting about. This all used to be filled with top handlers, UTR drivers, clerks, all this yard. Look how big this yard is. And there ain't hardly any people on this thing. This is what they're fighting about. I work at an automated dock right here. Port of LA, Long Beach. Keep fighting, brothers. Keep fighting.
This is why the workers are going to strike come again January. because I don't think that the owners and the people running these ports are going to say, yeah, we're not going with automation. It's going to save them so much money, right? So you got all these people that are not going to be able to work. That is going to bring chaos. That is going to bring upheaval when you have all these people losing their jobs. Now, what is that transition going to look like? Well, it's going to look like what we've seen over the last few days of containers not coming in. And what are some of the containers that aren't coming in, right, when this happens? We were fortunate that they came to a temporary agreement, because if they didn't, where were fresh produce like bananas, pineapples, things coming from the Caribbean, a lot of fish, right? They're not going to have any place to come in. What about oil from the Middle East, which is still, we're not oil independent here in America, right? So all those big shipping container ships, they're not going to have a place to port. What about all the oil in the Gulf? I mean, we were on the verge of an oil gas crisis at the pumps, just like we saw in the late 70s, where there's very little supply and there's tons of demand. When you have that, prices go up. Do you think that this is an interesting thing that when Kamala first started running for president, she had the talking points of all these evil corporate price gougers, right? We're gonna stop that because it's all this corporate greed and they're hurting America, right? So then she started talking about abortion rights and other things for a while, and we stopped that rhetoric of price controls, right? Well, now last week she started saying the same thing again. Price controls, it's one of the tenets of our you know, platform, and we're going to stop these evil corporate greedy monsters from taking it to the U.S. citizens. Well, this is communist Marxist philosophy at the core. And whenever you have price controls, it's going to cause the prices to go up, because the root cause of the price increases is not price gouging, in my opinion. It's because the cost of labor, the cost of wholesale producers, because of inflation at the producer level, at the wholesale level, at the manufacturing level, those prices are going up. So of course, retailers have to charge more, or their margins are going to be squeezed and they'll ultimately go out of business. If they go out of business, there's no supply and prices go up. This is economics 101, right? And so when you have those kind of policies, it's going to be devastating to the economy. I'm talking devastating. And so we have until January for these workers to try to figure it out on the strike. This is a big deal. This is truly a big deal. And, you know, Alex and I have talked about over the last year some really big issues, you know, and this one is actually one of the, you know, probably three or four biggest issues facing our economy. Number one was when Silicon Valley Bank went down, right? When Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, First Republic, and it basically exposed the undercapitalization of banks. That was a huge story in 2023. That led to the exposure of the FDIC being underfunded and only having 1.17% of all deposits in America covered. Alex and I covered that over a few different shows. I mean, that's big. When our deposits should be the safest thing that we have, when they only have 1.17% of all our deposits covered, that was a huge story. I think the next big story was when the BRICS nations on January 1st basically acquired or admitted into membership into the BRICS nations, the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia and Egypt and Ethiopia and Iran, basically most of OPEC, right? And to do what? Dismantle the petrodollar, right? They wanted to basically start trading in their own currency, not the US dollar. So now there's no built-in demand for our currency, which means every stimulus that we have, every time we have to raise the debt ceiling, every time we have to print any money, It's there's no tangible backing. There's no, you know, we got rid of the gold standard a long time ago, and then we went to an oil-backed standard. Now we have nothing. So when we print without discretion and no demand for our currency globally, the inflationary pressures are going to persist. So it's like, you've got this kind of stuff going. And this is why this strike is so big to me, because it's going to increase the inflationary pressures, right? When you have nothing on the store shelves, very little supply and high demand, prices are going to go up, and they're going to go up a lot. So now you have Kamala talking about, well, we got to talk about price gouging again. Seriously? She knew what was going to happen here, and they know the implications of their policies. And so you have to try to win based on their rhetoric of lies, right? And this is where we are. So now, moving forward, I don't think that January is going to be a good outcome. I think we're still going to have a strike because I don't think they're going to come to an agreement, right? So now let's look at the increase of global surveillance on our bank accounts, because we've talked a lot on this show about central bank digital currency and basically the unified ledger that Alex just kind of led with a little bit, and how dangerous that is. Because we transfer ownership of our own assets, our checking accounts, savings accounts, brokerage accounts, anything that we have that's a title like our house, right, into a unified ledger that they can change ownership with a flip of a switch. And it's like, this is really bad. It's like, if that happens, well, now this makes our digital social profile and our social credit score very important. Right. This is why they want to look at that, because your ideology is going to separate you from your money. Right. And they've said this, World Economic Forum, Dr. Pippa Malmgren, Klaus Schwab. It's like programmable money means they can change ownership if they don't like you. You know, you can look at all of their decrees, all of their minutes, everything that they've said. This is what they want to do. So what happened in Kuwait just this morning? Right. The news came out that Kuwait is shutting down accounts for those not registering their biometrics with the government, right? I mean, this is big, right? So what are they going to do? They're halting services for unregistered fingerprint biometrics. So there's nearly 1 million people are at risk of being cut off. Already, 60,000 people are basically without a bank account, right? So what did they decide to do? So October 31st, all bank cards will be blocked and a full account freeze will be enforced by December 1st, the Times Kuwait reports. So travel rights are not going to be impacted, right? But what is going to be impacted? It's not just your bank accounts. It's your brokerage accounts. It's your investments. And they're saying you can actually access your money if you get biometric fingerprint approved to access it. And it's like, oh my goodness. So where is our privacy? There isn't any with that, right? This is the ultimate control of people. If you want to control somebody, you separate them from their money, correct? I mean, if they can say you can buy or sell and you don't comply, well, then you are going to lose your freedom and your ability to access your money. This is what this is all about. Nobody in their right mind, though, would give up that freedom unless there were a crisis. It was so bad that they said, okay, fix it. We'll give up whatever. We'll give up all of our rights. We'll give up all of our freedoms. We'll give you our fingerprints so we can access our money. Sure. Well, by doing that, it's the biggest catch-22 ever, right? Because people will lose their freedom, their ability to buy or sell if your ideology doesn't match up. So we're about to break here. So in this, though, we're going to talk a lot in the next upcoming segment about Hurricane FEMA government spending, what's up with the economy, what's happening with precious metals. But in the meantime, make sure that you donate to help Alex at realalexjones.com. We'll talk to you soon.
It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. Yes, our programs come to an end. The grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles, with circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
Jones. Dr. Kirk Elliott, good friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies, because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you, but they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it at 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing, but he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do. And that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto others as you would do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get it 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. I don't think, I know, you would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to kepm.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. kepm.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does a sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, everybody. And what I want to talk about in this next segment is FEMA, how they're out of money, why they're out of money, what's up with the bogus job numbers that came out today, right? And then kind of what we can do about it moving forward. So this hurricane was awful, right? I don't think it was natural, right? I mean, you don't have something that big that's impacted so many people all the way up into places that don't normally get a hurricane, right? We've seen, Alex has been covering this, and it's been phenomenal to watch and heartbreaking to see, you know, how people are, lives have been, are there an upheaval, right? And so I want to share a couple of videos here as I'm going to try to connect a few dots for you, which is going to be kind of heart-wrenching to see, hear about, and the lack of support from a government who's supposed to help people, and they're simply not. So let's watch this first video about FEMA only giving $750 to those that are in need.
And the federal relief and assistance that we have been providing has included FEMA providing $750 for folks who need immediate needs being met.
How generous, $750, when people's houses are gone, their cars are gone, they're stranded in the middle of fields using like mirrors to try to get helicopters to come and help them. It's like $750. It's like, really? And it's like, this is meaningless to me when we look at what they're spending all this other money on. So let's watch this next video. It's like, whoa, maybe they can only give $750 because FEMA is broke, according to Mayorkas. So there's a couple minutes in this video that I want to show, and it's going to be a little bit eye-opening as well for all of us.
Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas sounding the alarm on FEMA funding right after the devastation of Hurricane Helene. Listen.
We are meeting the immediate needs with the money that we have. We are expecting another hurricane hitting. We do not have the funds. FEMA does not have the funds to make it through the season.
This all comes as the Biden-Harris administration spent over $1 billion from a FEMA program on services for migrants. Attorney General of the great state of Florida, Ashley Moody, joins me now. AG Moody, why does the Biden-Harris administration always seem to help American taxpayers last?
Good morning, Todd. Yeah, everyone should be waking up this morning outraged by that comment. This is not something that has just happened recently, and Florida's been warning about this since this administration took over. Mayorkas has come in like a virus and infected these what need to be healthy, strong, fundamental programs to ensure the stability and safety of Americans in times of disaster. So you heard, they have taken the FEMA Emergency Food and Shelter Program and over time siphoned off hundreds of millions of dollars into basically making it an illegal immigrant resettlement program. And so when you see these states and cities around the nation declaring emergencies, even blue states, because of what this administration has done, encouraging more and more and more, developing programs to encourage more and more and more people to come here, the government, Biden and Harris, are having to fund that on the backs of the American people. And now, right now, when Florida, North Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, all of these states are hurting because of this truly natural disaster, not a Biden-Harris-made disaster, they're saying we need more money. And of course they need more money because they've been laundering it from the true intended purpose of this fund that Congress set forth. Laws be damned.
Yeah, I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. And so Matt Gaetz, congressman from Florida, actually sent a letter to the Honorable Alejandro Mayorkas, right? Secretary of Homeland Security, where he basically said, okay, there's whistleblowers at FEMA who are saying how they're misappropriated funds and they're not being used for what they're supposed to do. They're going to fund illegals. They're going to do other things. And so now, in the midst of all of this, we heard Mayorkas, oh, there's more hurricanes coming. We're out of money. It's like, you shouldn't be out of money near the beginning of the hurricane season, for crying out loud, right? So why are they? Right. Why are they out of money? And so we're not going to watch this video, but a lot of you have already seen it. Biden sitting behind his desk and he's telling Americans that, oh, you've got to help pay for this disaster. Right. And so there he is. It's like, what do you mean? We already helped pay for the disaster. Look at all of our tax dollars that are being spent. It's like, oh, our tax dollars, they're not being spent for what we're supposed to be spent on. Right. Because we've got other things internationally that are more important than American citizens that don't have a house. The jobs are disrupted, where their livestock is being killed by the floodwaters and their crops are being, I mean, it's mind numbing to think about. So why don't we have any money? So let's look at, this is just so far this year. Okay. So far this year, let's see, there's 24.4 billion dollars has gone to Ukraine. 24.4 billion gone to Ukraine. 11.3 billion dollars has gone to Israel. 1.95 billion dollars has gone to Ethiopia. 1.6 billion to Jordan. 1.4 to Egypt. 1.1 to Afghanistan. 1.1 billion to Somalia. 1 billion to Yemen. 987 million to Congo, 896 million to Syria, $9,000 per illegal immigrant that has entered the United States. But yet the Biden-Harris administration is so generous. They're going to give our own people $750 when their lives have been disrupted. That's absolutely disgusting, right? I mean, this is why FEMA doesn't have money, because she's right. You know, the Attorney General of Florida is right. It's like, this is actually, they're using it like money laundering, pulling money out of that fund to fund illegal immigrants and all kinds of other things. But domestically, from our own government, we're giving away tens of billions of dollars every single year for everything under the sun, with Ukraine, with Israel, Ethiopia, Jordan, Egypt, Afghanistan, Somalia, Yemen, and yet we can't take care of our own people. And so this is absolutely saddening. It's gut-wrenching. And I think Biden is right in his statement. It's like, Americans, you need to help these people. And we do. We do need to help these people. It's a Christian thing to do, right? Help those in need. Take care of widows and orphans. You know, it's never up to the government to help with benevolent causes. It's up to the church. It's up to us individually to do that. But when we don't, it's like, okay, well, then the government steps in because they're filling a void, right? But it's like, wait, people are trying to help, but they're being disallowed. Their drones can't fly over places that have been, you know, impacted. And pilots can't bring their helicopters in to help rescue people. Why? People are trying to help. Biden tells us we all got to help. It's like, oh, he's not telling us to help with, you know, our blood, sweat, and, you know, just getting out there and getting dirty and getting the job done. He's saying you just got to pay more money. That's what he's saying, because the government's out of money because we're giving it to everybody under the sun. And we need you to step it up. And here's what's going to come next. Higher taxes, right, to pay for all of this stuff. And so the problem is higher taxes in a time when the economy is in upheaval is not a good mixture, right? You can raise taxes when people have a lot of discretionary income. They're fat and happy. Their wallets are thick, because it's like, even if taxes go up, they're still going to have money to spend. But in America, we're in debt up to our eyeballs. Most of America is living paycheck to paycheck, hand to mouth. So if you raise taxes, if you raise prices because of the inflationary pressures, there's just not enough money left at the end of the month. This is where they're lowering rates. 50 basis points is not going to help, right? They're going to say, oh, this is going to stimulate the economy. It's going to encourage borrowing. It's like, no, it's not going to have the impact that you think, because people have no money left. I don't care if interest rates go to zero. It's not going to help that much, because people don't have the excess. So it's like, but wait a second. We just heard from the Biden administration this morning that there was a surge in jobs. You know, the job numbers are coming out, and this is amazing. It was much higher than expected. We see this every single month, where you always have something that's higher than expected, and then they revise it 30 days later when nobody's paying attention. It's like, oh yeah, we lied about those numbers. Here's the real numbers. And we've lost like a million jobs this year. We haven't gained. We've lost like a million jobs. But what is the stunning jobs report from today telling us? There is a record surge in what? Government workers. Okay, that to me isn't real productive working, right? Because that's not like government workers are paid for with taxpayer dollars, right? It's not like private sector workers who get jobs at restaurants and grocery stores and everywhere else because they're making money, because people are spending money. Well, yeah, the government can hire as many people as they want when they tax people out of their mind, or when they print money like there's no discretion. So this was a record surge in government workers, right? So they're fudging the numbers again. You know, they fudged the numbers before when they say, okay, we're creating a ton of jobs, and they were just multiple part-time jobs while full-time jobs were being lost. See, they're really good at fudging the numbers. Really good. And I don't even know why people believe it anymore, but the economy is truly sick. This economy is sick. So revisions in previously reported data They're constantly revised downward 30 days later when nobody's listening, right? So 16 of the last 19 jobs reports have been revised downward. Not even in 2008, during the big financial crisis, did we see so many downward jobs revisions as we're seeing now, right? So markets currently expect that the U.S. economy added 148,000 jobs in September. No. Really, they lost jobs because the revision comes out and it says that we're losing jobs. So these numbers are problematic, and nobody should believe them when we're seeing the inflationary pressures and we're seeing, you know, the storefronts on in downtown Denver where I live, like one out of every three has for lease. There's nobody in there. There's nobody spending any money. And so then I saw this article yesterday about the end of the cheap burger, right? So McDonald's and other fast food chains, you know, they're dangling out these deals, but meat eaters better prepare for a new, more expensive era of our favorite food, right? Because the price of beef is going up. The price of everything is going up because of inflationary pressures. I mean, you look at the average price right now of a fast food restaurant burger is $8.41. That's up 16% from 5 years ago. And so we're looking at this. It's like, wait a second. This is where if you don't want to go to a fancy restaurant, you just want to just try get something in, get something real cheap, you know, like your value meals and whatever else. Those things, I believe, are going to be a thing of the past with the inflationary pressures that we're seeing. Why do we have inflationary pressures? Again, because we've lost our petrodollar status. We are forced to print our way out of everything. That is inflation. When you have an increase in the money supply, it takes more of that currency to buy anything than because you're devaluing it. The more you print, the more you devalue it. It's just worth less. There's too much supply out there, and there's not enough demand for it. So that's why inflation to me is nothing more, nothing less than simply an increased money supply. And that's what we've got. That's why prices go up, is because they're printing money like there's no tomorrow because of our bad monetary fiscal policy that we're seeing in this country and the rest of the world looking at that and saying the United States doesn't have the intestinal fortitude to do the right thing, to jack up interest rates into the mid-teens to 20%, to slow down this inflation train. Therefore, they're going to continue to print money to try to avoid the R word, recession, during an election year. And so this election year that's coming up, what does that mean for our financial future? This is a really big election, right? Because if, and I don't believe this is going to happen, but if Kamala wins the White House, what do we got? We're going to have Medicare and Social Security over the next 10 years, you know, basically be $36 trillion over a 10-year span. It's like, okay, that's a lot. Medicaid, Obamacare, and the safety net, $13 trillion. The national security budget, $15 trillion. Net interest on the debt, $13 trillion. Put that one into perspective. Interest-only payments on our debt, the same amount as the Department of Defense and a national security for the entire country. It's like, what? Seriously? The same amount, literally? And so you look at this thing, and it's like, I don't even know how America can succeed financially and continue to be impactful in the global economy underneath a Harris Waltz presidency, right? You look at all this spending and there's not going to be enough revenue to get through with it. So there's not going to be enough there. There's just is not. So we need to pray that we have, you know, a free and fair election. We need to pray that Trump gets in because his policies are so good. From an economic perspective, as I look at them, he's going back to what the founding fathers envisioned, which is simply, yeah, let's have excise taxes on foreign goods. Let's have tariffs on foreign goods coming in because it makes those goods more expensive. And people will say, well, that's stupid, Kirk. We get so much imports coming in and you're going to raise prices and you think that's a good idea? It's like, Yep, because it's going to be short-lived. Because what are people going to do? They're going to say, these foreign goods are too expensive. Let's start buying American. When you buy American, remember that jobs always follow manufacturing. This is what makes America great again, right? So when jobs follow manufacturing and we're changing how we purchase from foreign goods to domestic goods, now there's going to be more people working. More people working, there's going to be more people spending. When more people spending, there's more government revenues, yes, but there's more mom and pop businesses and corporate America who basically can hire more people because people are buying their stuff, right? So you know, there's this old saying. It's like, okay, if you know that a winter is coming, you better get a winter coat, right? Or else you're gonna freeze to death. Well, here's where winter is coming for America. And what's our winter coat? I believe it's Donald Trump. He's our winter coat because his policies will, it'll take a while. It'll take a while for him to turn these things around because the enemy has stolen so much, right? And we are so far underwater. It's just going to take a while to even get back to zero. But once that does, I mean, you got to put the right policies in place to get Americans working, to lower taxes, to lower interest rates, to create jobs, to increase wages. And the way that these communist Marxist policies that we're hearing from Harris Walz's campaign are not it. That's truly not it. So what do we do, right? How do you navigate through this? Well, number one, be a giver, right? God's laws of success are the laws of the universe, right? And when you give with a grateful heart, watch out, because the floodgates of heaven are going to be opened up so much that you won't have room enough to contain it all. Right? Okay, that's actually a really good return on investment. When you give, the floodgates of heaven will be opened up on you, right? I'm not just talking financially. I'm talking about with relationships and with peace and protection and everything else. Who knows what those benefits could heaven would be, but giving unlocks that, right? So now we have to be wise stewards with what we've been given. And in doing that, we just understand the trends, look at what causes certain things to go up, look at what causes certain things to go down. And general rule of thumb, get out of the things that are coming down and go into the things that are going up, right? Simple. And from different times in different places, that's going to be different things. Here's the thing. As an economist, as I look at these, there is no such thing as a bad investment. There's just bad timing for investments. Every investment that we have is going to grow or shrink because of policies coming out of DC, because of the tax policy, because of the monetary policy. How much money are we printing? What are we doing with administrative rulings, you know, with climate change and everything else? Is that creating jobs or shrinking jobs, right? How are we spending our money? See, most politicians look at the wrong side of the balance sheet. They'll say, what? We've got way too many expenses and we have way too little income. So therefore, let's raise taxes and try to generate more income. It's like, that doesn't work when people are living hand to mouth, paycheck to paycheck. When you raise taxes at this time in history, it's going to reduce government revenue. But it's like, wait, we didn't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem. America spends like drunken sailors, right? So you have to tackle the expense side. And you don't have to worry about the revenue side. The revenue is there. But they're focusing on the wrong thing. They're never going to take away the expenses because over 80% of everything on our budget actually goes out towards entitlements and mandatory payments. I mean, you look at what happened. It's the beginning of the new fiscal year, right? Right now, it's the beginning of the new fiscal year. In one day, literally one day, $275 billion of deficit was added in one day. It's like, oh my word, this is astronomical. So what does that mean? Well, 275 times what? Four, let's call it, is a trillion. So in 4 days, we could add more than $1 trillion to our national debt in 4 days. This number is astronomically sick and disgusting, and there's no way that Americans can survive this kind of economy that's basically drunken sailors. I mean, it's just It's just bad. So the only way that you do that is to start getting people to buy American, create more jobs here, increase wages, lower the unemployment rate, just make America great again, ultimately have to lower interest rates, but they have to raise interest rates. I think that's coming in 2025. You know, don't listen to, oh yeah, we're going to have all kinds of series of rate reductions. We've heard that for like a year, that they were going to continually lower interest rates. And we finally got one after about a year because they know that they can't. You can't lower interest rates in times of inflation or else it's going to make inflation worse. So we'll probably get a few rate reductions, but then I think 2025, they will increase because they have to slow down this inflation train. This is going to be devastating for the economy. The reason they're lowering interest rates not right now is simply because it's an election year. And they want to try to pretend like they're stimulating the economy to avoid recession and the R word. Nobody wants to vote for somebody. Clinton said it really well. It's like, it's the economy, stupid. People vote with their wallets, right? And they do. So what we've got moving forward is two things. Be a wise steward with what you have. Be in the right place at the right time. Be educated as to why you're doing what you're doing, because that will impact your peace of mind. And when you put your head down on the pillow at night, what'll happen? You'll sleep well. It'll impact your health. It'll impact all things greatly in a good way. So a couple of things that we can do to navigate through all the nasty stuff that we've talked about today. Number one is give. Great place to give. Help keep Alex on the air. RealAlexJones.com. Right? Go and donate. His voice is very, very important. Hugely important. Has been for decades. So let's keep him on the air. Go to realalexjones.com and donate. If you want help with your finances, gold and silver. I mean, what we look at what's happening. I didn't spend much time on it today, but you look at what's happening with gold and silver. Gold has had the best quarter in 8 years because of the rate reduction. Silver is growing even faster than gold. So when the foundations around us are eroding and you say, I don't know what to do, everything's falling apart. It's like, no, it's not. Gold and silver are doing quite well. Give our office a call, 720-605-3900, and say that Alex sent you, or simply go to kepm.com/gold. We'll walk you through it, help you strategize for success moving forward, given everything that we've talked about. You know what? It was great spending time with you today. And Owen's coming up next to take over, and he's got a lot of great information. God bless you, and we'll talk to you again soon.
The deep state hates me almost more than anybody in the world except President Trump. That's because I've got their number. We've got a giant audience of activists like you that understand what's happening as well and aren't going to roll over and let them take over our planet and enslave us and depopulate us. We're going to stop this death cult together. But the enemies of freedom are trying to shut us down November 13th. Regardless, our great sponsors are going to keep the broadcast going no matter what. But we need funds to do it. So please go to our amazing sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, and get some of these amazing designs. More than 15 years ago, I designed this baby. We brought it back. I love it. It's a collectible. It's limited edition. It's at thealexjonesstore.com. And now they've added long sleeve, lightweight, and heavyweight hoodies for cool weather and super cold weather with all these incredible designs. They're now available at thealexjonesstore.com. And it gets even crazier. These shirts are being made right now, so I don't have one, but tomorrow we'll have one. It's in the mail to us right now. Look at this. You talk about fun. I was going to be a Democrat for Halloween, but my head wouldn't fit up my ass. Gotta love that. Here's another one. Make Halloween great again with the evil Trump. Make the frogs straight again. All these great designs and more are available at thealexjonesstore.com. It keeps us on the air at this critical time in the face of globalists, and they're amazing shirts. You'll meet so many great people when you're out wearing these. It's an adventure to wear these shirts, and it keeps us on air. Thank you for standing with us. Thank you for supporting free speech. You are the reason we're still here. God bless you. Now, please visit thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I want to thank all those that have gone and gotten the shirts. Thank you so much for what you're doing. You are amazing.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.